Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
More than 1,400 people held in state prisons have received coronavirus vaccines since Massachusetts began vaccinating prisoners last week. Officials in both prisons and jails say they are providing vaccine education to encourage the state's more than 13,000 prisoners to get vaccinated. Among those working on this is Dr. Catherine Stevenson, assistant professor of medicine at Harvard and infectious disease specialist at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. She spoke with us about a recent vaccine education session that she led at the Middlesex County Jail.
What we did is we set up two sessions. We called them Ask Me Anything sessions, where we sat down with two different groups. And the first group were some older gentlemen and then some younger ones. And we just exactly that said, you know, what questions do you have about the vaccines? And we're here to answer them.
What were the most common questions?
Number one question is always, you know, how did we develop these vaccines so quickly? What do we know about their safety? And what kind of side effects can I expect to have? I thought the questions were really very, very nuanced and sophisticated. And that same night I went and I did a very similar session with a bunch of Harvard undergraduates. And honestly, the questions were almost identical.
Middlesex County Sheriff Katusian released a survey that he had conducted of about 400 prisoners. And that survey indicated that about 60% of the respondents said they would refuse the vaccine. Mm-hmm. So is that surprising?
So it doesn't surprise me because a lot of people have questions. I think a lot of people will have a wait and see approach as opposed to just a very firm refusal.
There are a couple of issues, though, that are unique to correctional facilities. Trust is one of them. Obviously, mm-hmm. history of incarcerated people being used as experiments and a mistrust of the healthcare providers in correctional facilities.
Well, it was really important to me when I came into that setting and I was meeting with people to let them know that I don't work for the jails. You know, I had never been in one of these county jails before. And, you know, I'm a scientist and an infectious disease doctor. And, you know, my only responsibility and commitment is to advocate for patients and for the community. So I think what I was trying to do, and I hope that this helped, was to just sort of show, you know, I'm a different person here.
Do you think you were successful?
I do. You know, the older guys were used to getting vaccines for different things. The younger guys had a much wider range of questions, and they'd heard a lot more rumors. And so I'm not really sure with the younger guys where they stood at the end. And for me, a big part of this is, you know, maybe today or tomorrow, I don't convince, you know, one particular individual to get the vaccine, but laying a foundation of communication, and maybe the next time a provider comes to them and talks to them, you know, they'll be a little more open-minded maybe to hear it.
Some have questioned why prisoners are being prioritized in this vaccine process. And Governor Charlie Baker has said correctional facilities were put in the first phase because, like other congregate care settings, there are inherent risks when people live in close quarters. What do you say to people who question why prisoners are getting the vaccine right now?
You know, I definitely understand the impulse to try to put people on the balance, you know, and weigh who is more deserving. I mean, I have older parents here in Massachusetts, and they're not vaccinated yet. So I understand that. But it's just good public health sense to vaccinate everyone who's in a particular congregate setting like a jail. So if you carve out one group, hey, say just correctional officers, you know, it really doesn't make sense because this is a joint ecosystem.
What did you think of your first experience inside a county jail?
I obviously was very naive because I showed up with this giant backpack, you know, phones and laptops, and I was told that I couldn't bring anything in. I couldn't even bring in a pen. For me, as an educator and someone who's been doing a lot of these vaccine talks, you know, I've got tons of PowerPoint slides. You know, none of that was going to work in this setting, but it was definitely different.
Do you think you'll go back for more sessions? Any plans?
I would love to. And we're trying to do this in other settings as well.
Dr. Catherine Stevenson, assistant professor of medicine at Harvard and infectious disease physician at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.